Hi-ya! Ka-chow! Oh, wow! Yee!
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return, like a brand new 2021 Kia K5 LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155.
Hi-ya!
Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at BulldogKia.com. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320. Must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Hi-ya!
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Marijuana and the Garden State, a hybrid for this year's National Spelling Bee, and the nation's top court will hear an upcoming abortion case. Governor Phil Murphy yesterday signed bills legalizing recreational marijuana in New Jersey, an initiative bottled up in the legislature for months. Adult access will be allowed in about 12 months. Murphy said in a recent statement, quote, "Our current marijuana prohibition laws have failed every test of social justice, which is why for years I've strongly supported the legalization of adult-use cannabis." The three bills help fulfill a pledge he made more than 3 years ago. Voters in November approved legislation. Murphy, however, had to wrangle with fellow Democrats who control the legislature over how police would treat people under 21 in possession of marijuana. In other news, the Scripps National Spelling Bee will return this year mostly in a virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather on an ESPN campus at Walt Disney World in Florida. Last year's bee was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic, the first time since World War II it had been called off. Organizers said they did not believe a large gathering at the bee's longtime venue, a convention center outside Washington, would be possible this year for the competition's usual date around Memorial Day. The preliminary rounds will be held in mid-June, the semifinals on June the 27th, and the ESPN televised finals on July the 8th. The Supreme Court will hear a case involving federal funding of domestic pro-abortion groups. The court yesterday morning granted a petition to review a case about the Trump administration's Protect Life rule. Baltimore's mayor and city council challenged the rule, supported by a number of states and pro-abortion groups. The case will be argued this fall. Our quote of the day comes from St. Judith of Prussia. She said, "Three things can lead us close to God. They are painful physical suffering, being in exile in a foreign land, and being poor by choice because of love for God." Coming up, our saint of the day. He was born in the 10th century and was very good in working with the poor. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana steak rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my pork beast and butt rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint Peter Damian. He was born in the year 988, and maybe because he was orphaned and had been treated shabbily by one of his brothers, Peter Damian was very good to the poor. It was the ordinary thing for him to have a poor person or two with him at table, and he liked to minister personally to their needs. Peter escaped poverty and the neglect of his own brother when his other brother, who was archpriest of Ravenna, took him under his wing. His brother sent him to good schools, and Peter became a professor. Already in those days, Peter was very strict with himself. He wore a hair shirt under his clothes, fasted rigorously, and spent many hours in prayer. Soon he decided to leave his teaching and give himself completely to prayer with the Benedictines of the Reform of St. Romuald at Fonte Avellana. They lived 2 monks to a hermitage. Peter was so eager to pray and slept so little that he soon suffered from severe insomnia. He found he had to use some prudence in taking care of himself. When he was not praying, he studied the Bible. The abbot commanded that when he died, Peter should succeed him. Abbot Peter founded 5 other hermitages. He encouraged his brothers in a life of prayer and solitude and wanted nothing more for himself. The Holy See periodically called on him, however, to be a peacemaker or a troubleshooter between 2 abbeys in dispute or a cleric or government official in some disagreement with Rome. Finally, Pope Stephen IX made Peter the Cardinal Bishop of Ostia. He worked hard to wipe out simony, the buying of church offices, and encouraged his priests to observe celibacy and urged even the diocesan clergy to live together and maintain scheduled prayer and religious observance. He wished to restore primitive discipline among priests, warning against needless travel, violations of poverty, and too comfortable living. He even wrote to the Bishop of Bessingen, complaining that the canons there sat down when they were singing the Psalms in the divine office. He asked often to be allowed to retire as Cardinal Bishop of Ostia, and finally Pope Alexander II consented. Peter was happy to become once again just a monk, but he was still called to serve as a papal legate. When returning from such an assignment in Ravenna, he was overcome by a fever. With the monks gathered around him saying the divine office, he died on February the 22nd, 1072. In 1828, he was declared a doctor of the church. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.